I'm joined in the studio by Matt and Cole McCarthy, two local boxers with big fights coming up soon. Welcome to Phoenix FM, gentlemen. Now, we start with you, Matt, and absolutely remarkable journey in boxing. Tell us about how it all started for you.
Well, it started early, really, for me. I started at the age of 12. I started at the Tilbury Docklands Amateur Gym with Mickey Worrell. And it was a bit of a long process. I was left there for 3 months working on footwork. And I didn't really know if I was going to make anything of it. And I started sparring. Once he seen me spar, he pushed me on from there. And then ever since then, I've been beating national champions. It's my second pro fight. Second amateur fight. So since then, it's just been progression. And now we're here. 17 professional fights, got a title. And now we're just pushing on, keep going on.
Was it always your intention then to go into boxing since a young lad?
Well, not really. I was never no good at football. My two brothers, Wellesley and Carl, was both good at football, but I was never no good at football. It was just a way to fishing and stuff like that, really. And when I went down there, I tried it out. One of my mates was down there. So I come down, I popped down there. Then I got addicted to it. And ever since then, it's been twice a day, three times a day. My whole life now, just been working to succeed.
And, you're successful in the amateur ranks, you say, but it took a little bit of convincing to get you to shift over to the pro ranks, didn't it?
Well, it was. Obviously, every time I got the good stage in the amateur, I got to, like, the semi-finals of the junior ABAs, and I lost, 13-12. I boxed a fella on his own show. But every time you box someone on their own show, you get to a good stage, you seem to get the robberies in amateur boxing. So and I don't think my soul suited it. And I was 18, was young to go pro. Not a lot of people go pro till they're in the early 20s. And I was here with Frank Maloney when David Price had boxed. And he offered me to go professional with him. And I sat down and thought about it. And the thing is, it's all right jumping in with the big promoters at an early age, but then you're going to get rushed quicker. So we started off Miranda Carter at York Hall. All our fights was at York Hall. And she was absolutely brilliant. Like, every show was bang on. And if training was going, if fight was going well. So ever since I started doing the professional ranks, everything's gone perfect so far, really.
And you're 16-1 going into your fight at the Brentwood Centre on Friday, 17th of March. But you never got the chance to avenge that one on your record, have you?
Well, the thing is, you know what? Everyone who was at the show knows, really, it wasn't a defeat, but obviously it goes down as a defeat, so I treat it as a defeat. The fight, what happened with the fight? I won every round of the fight. And I got caught with one shot in the last round, standing on my feet. Nothing wrong with me. It was a good shot. Fair play to him. And the ref had jumped in and stopped it. And the crowd absolutely went wild. They had to escort him out, escort the ref out, because it was a decision, really, what shouldn't have happened. And he came into the change room after and said to me, "Oh, you won the fight. I'm sorry, we're going to give you a rematch and all that." So I thought, brilliant, we'll get a rematch. I'll revenge it. And we asked for the rematch, and we offered to pay him double money. We said we'd go to Birmingham and fight him. He didn't want it. But I'd be funny if you think you're going to get beat, you want to take the fight. So fair play to him. But you know what, in my boxing career, that's much really could be the best thing that could have happened for me so far. It's pushed me on, it spurred me on more. I didn't want to ever feel like it again since then. I've just been pushing on. But out of the 16 that I've won, I've not lost one round out of none of the fights. I've won every round out of every fight, and now we're just pushing on. Hopefully we're getting in bigger belts now and pushing on. We did my goals to win the British title, and I really do think that I will push on and win it.
But it's been 8 months since you last fought, so why the long gap between fights?
The long gap, well, it was, obviously, I split up with my former trainer and manager, and I got offered a fight on the Eddie Earns show, and I'd been out of the gym for a while, as it is, and because I didn't take the fight at short notice, like, the trainer and the manager I was with sort of got the hum about it, which is a bit, I think personally, it's a bit childish. You're like, I'm the fighter, do you know what I mean? I'm not going to go in and risk my life for going in at an early age when I don't have to, you know what I mean? So we spoke back to him and said, listen, if you give me the right amount of time, I'll fight anyone. Give me the 8 or 10 weeks what a professional boxer should have for a 10-round, 12-round fight. I'll fight anyone in the country, no problem. And they didn't want to do that, so we didn't accept that fight. Then I sorted a new trainer, manager, promoter, everything's now sorted. We're fighting at the Brentwood Centre on the 17th on the Matt East Gym, my Bayer show. That's MGM, they've got some good champions. And I can announce now, obviously, I've signed a manager contract with them. So they'll now be managing my career, promoting it. And my trainer's obviously Mark Masson. And since I've been there for 10 weeks, I've learnt loads. Training's been spot on for the fight. Obviously, I work 12 hours a day, or 10 hours a day. So on my lunch break, I run my 5 miles on my lunch break, straight from work, straight to the gym training. I've just had a new baby, do you know what I mean? So I don't not really get to spend much time with baby. So if you want something, you've got to push on to get it, and that's what we intended on doing.
So you're easing in with a 6-rounder. What do you know about your opponent? Is it Ryan Harvey?
Yeah, well, we don't really know much about him, but I said to him, I'm not really fazed. I don't really believe in warm-up fights. Like, people will say, I've been out for a while, you need a warm-up fight. I don't think I need a warm-up fight. I just, where's the new team? And obviously a new manager team and everything all together, they've decided that we get a 6-rounder, which is no problem for me. We'll get out a 6-rounder. But there's a couple of good names on the bill we can fight. Colin Irons is on the bill. He's around my weight, former world champion, British champion. Never know, we might be able to make that fight early or later on in the year, mid-year. We might be able to make something like that. But I'm ready for 6 rounds now. I can fight 10 rounds a week. And we trained hard. Mark's got me in great shape. Obviously, I've been training my brother, Kyle. He's got his first professional fight the week before me. We're both fit and just both ready to fight now. Just keep pushing on now.
Well, what's the plan then after this fight? Would you looking for a big name in the division and a belt next? I mean, ultimately, you're looking to, I did hear that you're looking to maybe go top 7 in the country.
Well, yeah, at the minute, we're in the top 15 in the country. The only people really in front of me are like Kell Brook, Amir Khan, Liam Smith, Liam Williams, people like that, all the champions, fight for world titles, or the British champion, or they are world champion. But at the minute, like I said, I'm not really phased of fighting anyone. If you lose and you've put 100% in, that's no problem. I'm not scared. I'll fight. But obviously, I won't take a fight at short notice. 10 weeks, 8 weeks. Well, really, you need 10 weeks for a 12-round fight, 10-round fight. But after this fight, like I said, there's Colin Lyons is on the bill. There's a couple of names in the top. You've got the Southern Area title, the English title, British title. I'm game. I'm ready now to push on and see actually what I can do, because you never know actually what you can do until you mix it with the top in the country. And that's what we're waiting on doing now.
Now, Matt was saying boxing since the age of 12. Carl, boxing newer to you than it is to your younger brother, because football was your thing growing up. How long have you been in the boxing game now?
I've only been in the gym 2 years.
So what caused then the switch from playing football to deciding I want to have a go at boxing?
Basically, I grew out of football, and I had a rough couple of years splitting up my ex-girlfriend and that. And I was just I'm getting fat. And you both said to me, why don't you come down to the gym and give it a go? And I went down there and I enjoyed it. I wasn't even planning on to fight, I was just keeping fit. And some reason, my brother said, why don't you have a fight? And I said, yeah, why not? And then I had 6 on Lee Eaton's show. Now I'm turning pro.
Yeah, because you came up through the unlicensed scene. So tell us a little bit more about that, because probably a lot of people don't really know. We all know about the amateur scene and the pro scene. We don't really know a lot about the unlicensed scene.
Yeah, to be honest, I was thinking about going amateur, but I've seen my brother progress in that. I've seen him get so many robberies. So we ended up going on the unlicensed. And you earn a bit of money out of it as well. And yeah, I'm glad I went there instead of amateur.
Now you're going pro, so obviously it took you a bit of convincing to even take up boxing in the first place. Why the decision then to just decide to go all in and go pro now?
Basically, I think I'm a level above unlicensed fighters. I train harder. I wanted it more. And basically, a big part of it is my brother. Like I said, why don't you give the pro game a go? You're ready. So I thought, why not? I've only got one life, you know what I mean? Take the chance while I can.
And your debut pro bout was at York Hall on March the 11th, and what a place to make your pro boxing debut.
Yeah, it's crazy. When I first started boxing, I said to my brother, I went and watched him at York Hall a few times. I said, cool, I'd love to box here. The atmosphere is like great. It's a great arena. And then now, well, 2 weeks' time, I've got boxing there myself.
Now, you also train with Mark Massow alongside your brother. Is it good to be in the same gym at the same time? Does that help sort of push you on, the two of you together?
Yeah, I don't think me and my brother would be apart, to tell the truth. Like, we've trained together from day one. And we're brothers, best mates and everything. We train all the time.
So is there any news on your opponent that you've got at the moment? Because
I know a little bit about him. I don't really do much about it. I just leave it to my manager and it.
So you're just concentrating on yourself throughout this whole training run. How's the training then going for your first pro fight? Has it felt any different to building up for some of the unlicensed bouts that you've done?
I've trained like a pro in the unlicensed game, but it is a little bit tougher. It's gone really well, really. Training twice a day. plus I work. Yeah, it's going good.
So what's the plan after this fight then? Is the whole path sort of planned out for you where you'd like to go once you get this fight out of the way?
Basically, I'm taking each fight as it comes. I just want to try and get out regular and get a bit of experience. I'm looking at to get out at the end of May again, so yeah, it's taking each fight as it comes, really.
Now, how important, and I'll open this up to you first, how important are sponsors in your level of the pro game?
I don't be funny, without sponsors, I don't think you'd be able to do it. Selling tickets is really hard. And the money ain't great, is what people think it is. It is an hard sport. And without sponsors, you couldn't do it.
Well, why don't you give a name check to your sponsor then?
Oh, yeah. I've got Liam Aislett and Daniel Lewis. They sponsor me at Tilbury Scaffolding. To be fair, they're probably the best in the business. And I've got Billy Saunders. He's only young. He's just started his painting and decorating. But, yeah, he's really good. They've both helped me out massively for this.
And Matt, your sponsors, you work for your sponsor during the week as well, don't you?
Well, my sponsor's White Contractors Limited, Welding and Fabricating. And obviously I work for them and all. And they're a big part of my career, do you know what I mean? They sponsor me for every fight, Norman White and Danny White. And they pay for my licence every year. And obviously, like Carl said, without them helping you through your career and people like that, obviously it'd be hard to make it going boxing, because you end up spending more through your camp on obviously eating healthy, your vitamins, you need dieting, and your travel and your gym expenses, then your shorts. Like, it works out a lot of money. Obviously, if you can get a good sponsor on board, then it's recommended, do you know what I mean? But we're obviously the White Contractors Welding Company. They've helped me out massively. So if you want any welding and fabricating done, give them a look up.
Or you're the man. You're the man to get any of that. Any tickets still available for the fights, boys, then?
Tickets available for both fights. You can get Carl on Facebook, Carl McCarthy. Me on Facebook, Matt McCarthy. Carl's fighting, obviously, March 11th at York Hall. There's a return coach from Tilbury Gang. His tickets are £35 and £65. I'm fighting at the Brentwood Centre on the 11th of March. My tickets are £40 and £60. You get me on Facebook. And obviously, thank you to everyone who's bought tickets for us so far. And obviously we appreciate the sport, because without them, obviously we won't be fighting.